Dr. White, we have a question that came in from Liz in Lexington, Kentucky, and she wanted to know if rainwater is spread from horse to horse through grooming brushes or saddle pads. She said that she's heard conflicting advice on this.
Yes, it can be. And the rule is if you have one horse out of a group that is affected, that it needs its own brushes and its own tack, and you should wash them. When I was treating my own horses, which was kind of comical because I was using warm water because it was cold and I had to bring them to the house from the barn. But you should wash your brushes, and you should try and collect the scabs that come off of them and dispose of them somewhere, like in a trash container, because they can, this bacteria does make motile zoospores, and you can transfer them from one horse to another. And so washing blankets, washing grooming tools, and if you have a mild superficial case where several good groomings removes the smaller, non-painful scabs, you should collect those and dispose of them in a way that they don't get spread around in the environment.
So,
The
Dr.
other
White,
thing,
oh,
okay.
sorry. Go ahead, Dr. Rashmer.
I'm sorry. So the other thing I would add, as counterintuitive as it sounds, one of the things we do also for these horses is we actually bathe them in a, make them wet, right? We bathe them in one of the shampoos that's for that problem. And so like an antibacterial or antibacterial hyphen antifungal shampoo. Look, it's definitely worthwhile decontaminating the area. Now, we're not going to keep them wet and keep them bathed, but bathe them, dry them to the best of your ability, and see if you can't just cut the load of the bacteria down so
Right.
that they spread it less and also reinfect themselves less.
Yes, and I want to say one thing about picking your shampoo. What Dr. Rashmir is referring to is probably the chlorhexidine shampoos. You can
Chlorhexidine.
either get them with just chlorhexidine or chlorhexidine with miconazole or ketoconazole. I'm not a big fan of using betadine shampoo. It really dries out
No.
the skin.
Yes.
It hurts them if they have, it irritates the skin and it'll break off the hairs. And, for my own horses, I was kind of appalled. I had been traveling and, I bathed them once and then they live out in a 20 acres and I started bringing them in for 8 hours a day so they could get completely dry and then grooming them. And that's all it took. It was one bath. Dr. Rashmir is right. You can't go wrong bathing the horse if it's possible. Not everybody can bathe a horse in the winter.
Right, or the spring or whatever time of year that, depends on where you live, certainly, but yes, absolutely.